Red Sox trying to tie a season high with their fourth straight win, taking on the Rangers on a rainy Thursday night in Boston. We pick it up already 1-0 Sox. 2 men on for Mitch Moreland facing Nick Martinez.
The pitch swung on, line drive, right center, base hit through the shift. That'll score another run. Around to third base goes Ramirez. Moreland's on at first. Even though the Rangers had Rugie out there in short right, he couldn't get to that ball to his right. And Boston leads it 2-0 in the first.
Here's a ball driven deep out into left field, up onto the monster, up above the monster. A line drive home run for Xander Bogaerts. It just cleared the 37-foot-high green monster, and it deflected hard back onto the field of play. But for Bogaerts, his first home run of the season comes with a man on board, and it gives Boston a 4-0 lead. And now the pinch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Fastball gets Napoli as he strikes out for a second time tonight.
Had a 4.59 ERA. Pitch, strike three call. Fastball away, ninth strikeout for a Pomeranz. And the pitch, and Odor strikes out swinging. That's 11 strikeouts for Pomeranz. That ties a career high.
The Red Sox tie a season high with their fourth straight win, taking it 6-2. Drew Pomeranz the victory, going six innings, allowing two runs, tying a career high with 11 strikeouts. Dustin Pedroia had to leave the game as a precautionary measure due to left knee pain. Devin Marrero with his second career homer. Red Sox pitchers strike out 20 Rangers in the game. It's the sixth time that's been done all time in nine innings. It's the second time that it's been done combined. The Rangers swept away by the Red Sox. Manager Jeff Banister talked after the game.
Yeah, the first and third were a little bit challenging for him. We got two outs early in the first and followed it up with a few hits, a walk, and then the hit that scored the runs. Lookie got hurt with balls middle across, whether they in or out. Didn't seem like that the fastball location was quality tonight for him. The cutter was in play, but I think the curveball and the changeup, as he continued to pitch, were the two pitches that got him back into the rhythm, and really pitched a couple of the last two innings were good for him, good for us, give us some range, still keep us close.
Offensively, you guys have been on a roll heading into tonight. Why do you think it stalled?
Well, kind of a nemesis for us, the breaking ball, a big breaking ball by Pomeranz, followed up by the high fastball. I felt like he had good range, good command to where he wanted to put the fastball tonight. Never really left very many fastballs in the hittable zones, and he was good with the breaking ball. Backdoor breaking ball, down and in to the right-handers and away to the left-handers. 19 strikeouts, not much of offense tonight.
Up next, the Rangers travel to face the Blue Jays on Friday, sending A.J. Griffin to the hill.